Hey gang, Bill Storm here with you. Hey, so today the big question is this: do you ever feel like you are shoveling sand uphill with a pitchfork? You're probably familiar with the Pareto principle. You have to say it correctly, right? Because it was named after an Italian, right? So it's the Pareto principle, which is more commonly referred to as the 80-20 rule, which basically states that 20% of what you focus on is going to produce 80% of the outcome. So the question is this, right? As leaders, why do we consistently and continually try to fight against this principle, right? You really can't beat the math, but that's the thing. What we try to do all the time is that we try to, or we get surprised by, we get surprised when our expectation of the result that we're looking for doesn't match the actual outcome. So why are we surprised by that when we know that just about in everything that we do, this 80-20 rule applies? So let me just give a couple of examples for that, and then maybe you can share your thoughts on this. So here's some examples of the 80-20 rule. In sales, for example, 20% of your activities produce 80% of your production. I know for sure that is true for me. In my own business, I can get so busy being busy that I don't accomplish a darn thing by the end of the day. And I know that there's very, very specific activities that if I pay attention to and I focus on, right, that 20% of those things, those are going to produce, or those things are going to, the things that are going to move the needle more than anything. How about with a team, right? If you're a team leader, 20% of your team is going to produce 80% of the results. So why are we expecting that the majority of the team is going to step up and do something different other than what the 80-20 rule says, right? We know that the 20% of our team members are really going to be the ones who produce most of the outcome as far as team goals go. Okay. Now, how do we fix that? Is there a way to fix that? Well, sure. The one way to fix that is to hire better people. All right. If I'm trying to build a championship level team, if I'm trying to build a winning Super Bowl team, or if I'm trying to build a winning Olympic team to represent my country, I'm going to be a lot more selective about who I choose to be on my team because I'm looking for people that are all going to be very high-end producers. However, even if you look at a championship team, for example, if you look at an NBA team, all of the players there are extraordinary. They have to be in order to make it into the NBA, but still, 20% of the people on that team are the ones that become superstars. So everybody is good. Some people are great, and some people are just extraordinary and world-class. And the same thing is true. So the more that you level up, the same rule is going to apply. You're just going to have better people on your team. So if you're frustrated with really low team production, maybe the idea then is to take a look at who you have on your team. All right. Now let's take another example. How about people? 20% of the people in your life will bring you joy, and 80% will make you want to run in the opposite direction every time you see them headed your way, right? Certain people have this great positive energy that you're attracted to and they lift you up. And there are certain people that every time you see them coming, you know that they're going to rain on your parade. They're going to have a huge pity party for themselves, and they're going to tell you all of their woes, and it's going to bring everybody's energy level down. How about with email? I know this is true for me also. I can send out an email to people that I know and people that I don't know. And usually I'll get a little bit, I'll get a better response rate to people that I do know. But generally, 20% of the people that you send an email out to will open it. And even 20%, only 20% of them will actually reply. Well, why is that true? Well, number one, in today's day and age, we are inundated with email. There's so many emails and solicitations coming in. Sometimes we just run out of time. Some people, may quickly see that you sent them an email and they plan to get around to it, and they just never quite do. Okay. So, but it is still so. Okay. How about webinars or speaking events? I've done a lot of webinars and I've done a lot of speaking events. And on webinars, for example, I could have 2,000 people register for a webinar. How many of those are actually going to show up? They took the time to register, but how many will actually show up for the webinar? About 20%, right? So maybe 400 out of 2,000 will actually show. Speaking events are the same way. I've had people that have registered to attend a speaking event. And pretty much when you plan a speaking event, you want to overbook that event because the same thing will happen. People will register, people will sign up, it'll be in their calendar. You can send them reminders every day, all day, and still they won't show up. How about meetings? If you've ever had a team meeting before, and maybe you found yourself in this place, 20% are actually paying attention and contributing, and the other 80% are off in la-la land somewhere. They're not contributing whatsoever, okay? How about with your career? I know this is true. 20% of our work will give us 80% of our satisfaction. And I actually heard Bon Jovi say this. He actually said that the 5% of his job is actually fun, right? The percentage of his job that is actually fun, where he gets to get up on stage and rock it out, is only about 5% of the job. The other 95%, he says, is absolutely miserable. But you do the 95% of the job that's miserable in order to enjoy the 5% of the job that you actually enjoy. How about a book, right? One of the statistics I heard is most people don't ever finish a book. They only read maybe the first 40 pages, if that. But even within a book, I know for myself, you can read a book and 20% of the book contains about 80% of the actual useful content. A lot of it is just a lot of filler. So you very, very quickly, if you're looking, if it's a book where you're looking for information, you can very, very quickly skim to look for the information that you need and skip over a lot of the other part. And then here's the end part just for fun. How about a party? I know I'm going to be going on a cruise here coming up very shortly, within a few weeks. And I promise you that 20% of the people on that cruise will consume 80% of the alcohol, right? I mean, that's just kind of how it works. So again, the question is, if you ever feel like you're shoveling sand uphill with a pitchfork, maybe you have to re-examine and understand the fact that you are. That's exactly what's happening. And you shouldn't be surprised, right? You shouldn't be surprised. Your expectation shouldn't be that you're going to get the 80% outcome from 80%, or you're not going to get the outcome that you want from 80% of the people. You have to expect that no matter what area of life that you're looking at, you can only expect about 20% of them to actually show up to help you go up. So that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed that. If you need me, you know where to reach me. You can check out my link tree, where you can reach me on every platform possible, including email, and even book appointment with me if you so choose. So thanks for tuning in today, and we'll see you in the next one.